My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nervous energy in the air as we get set for a massive weekend of football. Thanks for being with us. We'll get to some college football a little bit later on here on the Carson Anderson program. A lot of Lions talk to open it up as we are in our annual preseason prediction show, 248-539-9797. Here's some of the texts that have come in. Matt in a dump truck writes, Lions 14-3. The three losses come to underdogs and they lose in the Super Bowl to the Ravens. Jimmy from Berkeley, Lions 12-5, NFC North champs, number 2 seed, going to the Super Bowl versus the Chiefs, and the Lions win it all. From Big Tasty in Livonia.
Oh, Big Tasty.
We go 13-4, we lose to Green Bay on the road, the Bears on the road, the Texans and the 49ers. Tony from Allen Park, I'm going to say no surprise losses, and they go 13-4. We drop one to the Packers and Bears each, then Houston and San Francisco. I think San Francisco will be tough because injuries are likely, and they're deep from what I know. Eric writes in, 10-7. Green Bay ended better last year than I thought they'd be. Everyone got better, not just Detroit. Yeah, dude, this division, in all seriousness, I mean, you've got the Super Bowl favorite Packers, then you got the Lions. The Bears are considered to be much improved. Minnesota might have their hands full this year, but this division is creeping towards being widely acknowledged as the best in football. And, you know, a lot of that is dependent on what happens with the Bears. Detroit and Green Bay are getting so much respect right now. And if this is sustainable on both teams' front, and they're both young, this could be the just the very beginning of a great stretch of games between Detroit and Green Bay and a hell of a rivalry.
Yeah, and I'm not sleeping on the Bears either, because I think at the end, the problem with the Lions playing the Bears the second half of the season, I expect Chicago to be a much better football team. And I think the quarterbacking in this division is gotten better. You know, Goff is gotten better every year he's been with the Lions. Jordan Love, obviously, what he did last year was pretty fantastic. The Bears may have the best quarterback that they've ever had in their franchise, although he's a rookie, so we don't really know. And, you know, Minnesota's on hold right now at this point, but and that's the one team that has not improved at this point, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. What, you know, maybe you might have to wait till next year for that. But these top three teams in division, they're going to be problems for everybody in football, I think, when you start November, because they're going to be much better suited to winning games. And fortunately, I think the Lions have the best roster. I think they are the best team. I'm not going to be surprised if they split with Chicago and split with Green Bay. I think I will be surprised if they lose both games to the Packers. But Green Bay is awfully good, and I don't think the Lions are sleeping on them. I know that the Packers are the media darling right now, so it feels like everybody's being rammed down our throats. Hey, Packers are good. And we're like, thanks. Yeah, we know. We enjoyed our moment in the sun, which felt like it lasted all of a month. And then
here come the Pack once again. Yeah. Spoiler thorn in our side. There's some longstanding deep scars with them.
Yeah, right?
Finally, this. I have a very scientific method. It's called the Jay Mays method, which calculates the record to be 13-4. Book it. Signed, Jay Mays. Just like the Brinson method. 248-539-9797. Anthony in Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Anthony.
Exciting stuff coming up, guys. Exciting weekend.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to go 14-3.
Wow.
Two seed in the NFC, but hosting the NFC championship game, going to the Super Bowl and winning it. Three losses on the road against Dallas, a Lambeau game loss, and unfortunately a tough week one loss at home on Sunday night. That's going to give them a nice kick in the mouth that they need to start the season, because there's so much hype. I think they go in and they fumble a little bit, and this is a huge game for Stafford. He's going to be amped up to win this game. And honestly, it's going to be a good thing that they lose game one, and it's going to get Dan Campbell back on their ass, you know?
So the interesting thing is, one thing you're right, and I'll give you your time here, Anthony. One thing you bring up is if the Lions had lost to the Rams and were opening in L.A. against the Rams next year, we would certainly be talking about revenge. We would certainly be talking about having that extra motivation to beat the team that ended our season last year. And of course, we haven't talked about that yet. That applies to the Rams.
It's true, and the Rams are good. And then my other predictions are going to be, I like how you talked about Green Bay and Detroit. Yep. They're both young teams. The next 5 years, this is going to be a beautiful rivalry. I just think that Campbell is a better culture guy than LaFleur. And LaFleur is going to have some trouble with this young locker room, keeping them all in a row. I have Terrion Arnold as Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Wow.
And I have Levi Onwuzurike second in sacks behind Aiden Hutchinson, who will win Defensive Player of the Year, and that Lions defense is going to be a force to be reckoned with. I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys.
Love it. I mean, look, the Levi stuff from the defensive tackle position is tough to do, but
they'll move him around.
Yeah, he's a very, very intriguing storyline. I honestly can't believe we're here, and I don't mean like September 6th. I can't believe that Levi has been so good that we expect him to make an impact.
Are you expecting him to be a stud?
Kinda.
Kang, are you expecting him to be a stud?
No.
Yeah,
stud?
I mean,
does stud mean made Pro Bowl at least? Pro Bowl mean stud is Pro Bowl, right?
Stud is Pro Bowl.
You know, so you expect a Pro Bowl player, Doug?
No. But you can be a stud without being in a Pro Bowl. I expect him to make plays and help them win, which is more than I ever thought they were going to get out of it. Look, I had faith out of college, faith eroded, faith renewed. But and it's all hype. It's all hype.
Yeah, but it's all blind faith.
It's more blind faith in Dan Campbell than it is in Levi Onwuzurike.
No, I get that. Yes. I get that.
Dan Campbell.
I think this is the most interesting thing coming into the season is Levi Onwuzurike, because we've only been told, nobody has seen. Yep. Like, you've seen, people have seen him practice a little bit. Okay, great, it's practice. But it's not a game situation. And the past we've seen him play, when he's been healthy enough to play, it leaves a lot to be desired. I'm still having a hard time buying it. I want to buy it so bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
Gator, maybe this whole time.
Like, my money is out. Yeah. I'm buying, yes, I please. Think. But I'm not just yet.
You want to spend. Let's go. You want to buy it. Maybe the whole thing was, Gator, he just needed to be healthy. Like, literally, that's it.
It might be.
If he's healthy, he's a force, right? And he just has never been healthy. And from all accounts, everyone says he's healthy. And he's wrecking stuff in practice. He's so healthy, we don't want to even chance him during the preseason.
248-539-9797. Get to more of your phone calls and feedback. Get your predictions in for the season. Give us the record and the reason why you think it's going to go the way it's going to go. We talk Michigan and Michigan State at 11:30 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.